This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Jono.
Hello. Am I there?
You're there, yeah.
It's I've gone a bit quiet. Oh, that's better. I think my mic was down.
Well, let me put it up.
Put it up.
Can I do that?
Oh. Yeah, what a way to start. We're putting it up.
We're putting it up.
Putting it up on Living Life Single on 94.9 Pro Media.
That's good.
Did I just say the right thing? It's just my headphones was just a bit, I think maybe I've just fallen off my head. I don't know.
It's been a tough day. We were just laughing beforehand.
Yeah, it's a long day. But how exciting.
Very exciting.
We can't really go into too much because I don't know, but you know, it's a good show today.
It's going to be a good show because, well, what are we talking about? What do you know?
What are we talking about? Look, I'm just going to read your notes here so because I like the way you put it. We're solo day tripping. Tripping. With a P-I-N. Tripping.
Tripping. Very trippin'. US style, right?
Tripping.
Yeah.
And how to take yourself out and love it.
Yeah. So really, it's about a day trip today. We're day tripping. We're going on a day trip and how we go about doing it. Because we talked about a couple of weeks ago, a bit more than a few weeks ago, actually, about just
going out
solo.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a day trip. So this is something different. It's not as, oh, my God, I'm going overseas.
Yeah.
It's just a little day trip solo, which is fun.
Yeah.
Which we all need to do.
Pack a little picnic or a hiking bag.
Yeah.
And off you go. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that and what that looks like.
Yeah.
Straight after all this, here on Joy 94.9.
That was Saturday Night, the Dida mix, Wigfield, actually a friend of mine.
Oh, look at you name dropping.
She is, yeah. You know, she sends me memes like every other day via our Instagram chat that we've got.
Listen to it.
I know. I'll show you after. Wigfield. Yes, she's absolutely wonderful. But that wasn't the mix I thought that I was going to play. So if anyone's listening and it is late at night and you feel that you've just been woken up by a rave, I apologize for that. If you're listening to the podcast and you don't know what we're on about, then that's just tough.
This won't be on the podcast.
Oh. Then do you know what? Just ignore everything. And thanks for listening.
You make my life so much harder when to edit things out.
I know. I just like to test you when you're and just add little snippets in.
And just
that might be hard to edit.
Make my life challenging.
But we don't edit a lot because this is actually live.
Sure.
Anyway, we're going to go back on topic.
Not the podcast.
No, clearly. Exactly. I know. solo day tripping.
Solo day tripping. Yes.
Tripping.
Yeah. Like,
are you tripping, bro?
Well, I'm always tripping.
Tripping. And how to take yourself out and love it? Tell me. You've got some stories about this. What do you do, or where do you go? Well, what's your day trip?
I don't do this enough, and I would like to.
Day tripping.
Day tripping. Because look, I don't like driving a lot, right? So if you're going to day trip, you have to drive.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to, but it makes it a bit easier, right? So I have done a couple of day trips. Overnighters, really.
Oh.
Yeah, just,
you know. Well, you spoke recently about your boy's trip.
Yes.
So that was like, was that like a day tripping?
No, that was a weekend away.
That was like a week. Oh, it was a weekend away. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
It was a proper weekend away.
Okay.
But the most recent one I've done was actually not that recent, probably a number of years ago when I went down to, somewhere in Victoria, everyone, went down to Wilson's Prom.
Yeah, what's down there?
My silence is shocking, Jono. Wilson's Prom is beautiful. I'd never actually been, so I'm like, looking at you in shock, but yet I had never been until, you know, a few years ago. So what's down there? Beautifulness.
Yeah.
Beautifulness. Yeah, it's a beautiful I was gonna say, I'm trying to say Wilson's
prom?
Prom
Promenade. Cherry?
No, not promenade. Oh. It's beautiful ocean.
Yeah.
And it's a national park.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's huge. It's huge.
You just did this face that it was so funny. You were like, it's huge. You should have just done the hand action. It's huge, it's big, it's large, it's huge.
It's a beautiful national park with lots of walking trails.
Oh.
And I've never been down there until a couple of years ago. I thought, right, I'm going to go down there. So, but I actually booked a little motel.
Oh.
I love a little dirty motel. So just...
Oh, my God.
No, just, you know, those dodgy motels, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you walk in there, you go, yep, it's a dodgy motel.
Yeah. Love it. Oh, God. Well, it makes me scratch.
Mate.
You don't want to lie on the sheets then.
What do you mean?
Like, just put... I'd have to sleep in my clothes.
No.
Yeah. Is it that dodgy?
Everything's clean. Stop being so prissy and judgy. Okay. Like, just...
So, Wilson's Point, prom.
No, prom. Wilson's prom. And... I drove down there and stayed the night.
Mm-hmm.
I actually stayed out of Wilson's Prom, just in a township nearby.
Yeah. I don't know
what it was called. And then the morning I woke up and I thought, right, I'm going to go do my walk. So you actually drive into the prom, which is really beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I just went for a walk by myself.
Nice. Did you go for lunch on your own or?
Yeah. Like I did all that. I went sort of drove around the local townships and all that. But it's a good sort. It was, I think, a 4-hour drive from where I live. So it is a drive. Like it's
4 hours.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Was it 3.5? It was a long drive.
So it's down south somewhere, is it?
Yeah. It's like, hang on. Where's the map? It's I have to, like, Eastern Victoria.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, Southeastern Victoria. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you sort of go all the way kind of down.
And how do you prepare for something like that when you're going out on your own? Do you, you know, is there any safety sort of things or what do you pack? What are you taking?
Yeah, so I think what we, look, for me, I'm such a bad packer. So, like, I overpack. Pack for like even day trips.
Yeah.
I'm like, I take everything. So if I go overnight, I'll take a suitcase.
You take a full on suitcase.
Well, okay. So yes, because for a number of reasons, because I can stick everything in there, right? Just let me just explain, because everyone always looks at me. It's like, why are you going overnight somewhere? Why are you taking a whole thing? So I need my CPAP machine. That's one thing I got to take.
Yes.
And that takes up, that takes room.
Yeah.
And look, if I'm going for a hike, I need my hiking shoes.
Yeah.
And I've got big feet, so...
You do.
Yes. So I need, you know, my shoes just take up a quarter of the space.
Yeah.
Really, if I just take my hiking shoes and some other shoes...
Yeah.
That's like...
That's a lot of space.
That's a lot of space.
Yeah.
So, you know, I need that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just like, you know what? I don't care. I just take... And look, it's not like I'm flying, but even with me flying. What are you doing? Just sorry, everyone. Jono's just having a bit of a conniption. I'm getting the listeners involved rather than me just sort of talking. He's sort of taken off his... Can I just say something? We're in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got my glasses
and
on.
And Jono's got his sunnies on.
Because...
Think, like Mr. Cool.
But look out to the right. We've got this beautiful light, natural light coming through two big windows.
Mm.
I just had a bit of a headache. I think I've just hit a wall. No, carry on. I'm joking. Go on. I'm going to back to it. Oh.
Okay. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. Just focus, mister.
I'm focusing.
So,
I'm focusing.
When I do travel, I don't travel light because that's not what I do.
Great.
Well, listen to Joy 94.9 Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
Yo.
Before the break, what did we play? Well, here we go. It was.
My mic's not even on.
Oh, yes. Oh no, it's not.
It's okay.
Carry on. Yanni's already trying to replace me. We had Deeper Shade of Blue, Steps, and Alcazar, Crying at the Discotheque, which is often what I do when I go out to the discotheque.
Oh, just crying out there.
Just crying on my own. In the corner.
Don't do that.
In the dark shadows.
Oh.
Just staring at people. Yeah. But... What's going on? We're just in one of those vibes today.
Oh,
it's
it's like we've got some tech issues.
I'm in a silly mood.
It's
just all going down.
But
like
we're getting through it like troopers that we are.
We are. I was going to say it's going down like a
Red balloon, that's the common saying.
No, I was going to say something else. But it is after 10 o'clock, so it's fine. I can say things
no,
like that.
Don't.
You'll have to message your son on Instagram if you want to know what I was going to say.
What are we talking about?
Bringing you back. He's telling me off. Look at this. We're talking about solo day tripping and how to take yourself out and love it. We've heard that Yanni's a big packer. He's a big packer. And even for day trips.
Right. I don't pack lightly.
Oh, God, stop. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm so sorry. Trying to keep it professional. Look, I've just got a few tips.
Let's take a step back, right?
Oh, yeah, take a step back.
Like, if you're going to do a day trip, what are the motivational factors?
Preferably out the door. What? Say that again. If I'm taking a day trip, what? Oh, my God. We've lost it. I'm sorry if you're tuning in. We promise the next episode will be no laughing, no fooling around. But make sure you come back and listen to us, won't you? Don't let us put you off. Look, this is not normal.
Look, this is not normal, but it's real. We're having a good old giggle.
Yes. This is what it's about. It's living life single.
Yep.
On a slinks, on a slingle, on a slingle set. Oh, no. Look.
Right, Jono, come on.
I haven't even had a drop of alcohol. No, so we're backpedaling.
We're backpedaling, right.
And
so, tell us some of the reasons why we would go on a little solo trip by ourselves.
Well, look, I'd like to think that you're looking for some peace and quiet, mm-hmm. some clarity of the mind maybe, just to think about what you've done, reflect on something that's going on in your life.
Yeah, and actually, you know, when I've done my little solo trips away, it's because I've between jobs.
What's he doing? Yes. He's lost it. We've lost the Yanni people. We've lost him. So, carry on. Carry on.
No.
So
when I've done my little trip aways, my solo trip aways, it's been, generally it's been between jobs. Because I'd want just to get away and start kind of fresh. So I've kind of gone, I've got like a week sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'd go midweek.
Yeah.
And that's, so when I went to Wilson's Prom, that was midweek. So there was no one around. It was, and yeah. That's like what made it really, really good.
Great.
And it's, I think for me, it's always been around that peace and quiet and calm. And that's what I've really inspired my little weekends, like midweek sort of trip away.
So you like the peace and quiet ones. I sometimes drive down to like a beach or something that I've never been to and just go for a walk along the seafront and get some fresh air just to sort of, you know, clear the mind. I did do a day trip and it's quite apt would be the word. The place is called Port Fairy.
Oh, down past.
Yeah.
Geelong Great Ocean Road.
Yeah. So I've been down there and Aries Inlet and that, and I've taken a day trip down there and just stood there and I went for a coffee and I think I had an ice cream once as well. And then drove all the way back. And even the drive there and back is nice just to put your music on and just relax and chill out and just turn off, just sort of decompress.
Yeah, great.
But you know what? That's the reason I bought a new car, is because I wanted to do more day tripping.
Really?
Yeah, so I bought my new car that you can see outside. When I arrive and leave, obviously. But I wanted a new car because I wanted to have a reliable car that if I'm going day tripping or further, even driving to Adelaide or what have you, then I've got a reliable car and it's not going to break down immediately.
Yeah, that's important.
So, and that's one of my tips later on when we come back to that.
Just, you know, a reliable piece of transport. And, all right, first thing is, you know, set the vibe. What are you going for? So you need to figure that out. So if you are going to do a day trip, what are you going
for?
When
are you going to go?
Escape? Get out of your home? Do you want some peace and quiet? Do you want to just go and see something that's in the other township?
Yeah.
So once you figure that out, it's always good for a purpose. The next little thing is set a little bit of a loose schedule. A loose schedule.
You say said schedule.
Well, schedule.
Schedule.
Schedule. Said who? Who said
it? I say schedule.
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 Okay. Say that fast with some fake teeth. Schedule. Oh, God. Okay, so set yourself a loose schedule.
Yes, a loose...
But stay flexible.
Or schedule, yes. Yeah. So I think it just gives you, rather than... At least, look, if you want to go and do nothing, great. At least you know you're going to go do nothing.
Yeah.
But I think a little like...
Research.
Yeah, because, you know, driving there, get your sort of times sorted.
Yeah.
Driving there, driving back, because you want to make sure that you've got enough time. Also, because, you know, like, it's daylight savings has ended here in Victoria, so it gets a little darker earlier now.
Oh, yeah. Bit scary.
So you may not like driving in the dark. So you may just want to think, okay, it sort of gets there and I need to get back at a certain time. Yeah. And, you know, so just it's a little...
I don't like driving when there's, you know, nighttime.
No.
Like, not in the city or anything, but when you're out in the country or going country roads and stuff, it just freaked me out, especially not being brought up here.
Yeah.
You know, there's this huge kangaroo about to jump out on you and damage your car.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
That's the Brit in you talking about animals. But it's true that I'm not... Look, I don't like really driving in the dark just because my eyesight and you with your sunnies always on.
Yeah.
So I would always plan a trip just to come back at a certain... So I'm much better getting up early in the morning,
heading early
and then sort of getting back just around dinner time and sort of coming home and just sitting on the couch after that and going,
that was a nice day.
Yeah.
I love that. You better work. And don't you know it, Yanni? You better work.
Yes, but we have to work. Do you know why we have to work?
Why?
So we can go on our little day trip.
I like that. Pays the bills. And we're talking day tripping. We love a day trip.
We do. We do love a day trip. And look, it is a little bit different doing a day trip when you're single.
It is, because it's better.
Well, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
No nagging children.
No annoying partner.
Yes.
Exactly, right?
It's not even a dog to walk. Like, I mean, that's nice if you are single and you've got a dog. That's great. Or a
cat.
Yeah,
we will do a show on pets one day.
Yeah.
I don't have a pet. Should.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
No.
I don't have one. So maybe we bring in a guest.
Yeah. Well, look, my family have got pets. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, go.
So, as I was saying, it's a little bit... different when you are going by yourself. So you do need to think about things a little bit differently because we are single.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, let's have some tips around logistics and safety, because I think it's important when you are traveling solo that you are looking at, you know, your things like what's important and logistics, just to make sure that everything is okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you my top tips?
Yeah, go. I love always want your top tips.
Just the top tip. Okay. So, as always, goes without saying, but just in case, let someone know your plan. You know, text a family friend or a family member. Let me know, Yanni. Just say, hey, Jono, I'm going out for the day.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, where are you going? And you could just say, you know, I was going to say something.
If you're going down to Port Fairy again, which is a bit of a drive, you know, it's always good to let someone know, especially if you're going to go for a bushwalk somewhere by yourself, you know, always. And I like... a long time ago, again, I did a little cabin trip away.
Oh, lovely.
Down where a Cumberland River, which I've been before. Before I would leave, I'd always just say to someone.
Where are you going?
Yeah, like I was staying there, but I'll tell either the person who was there or I would text a family member saying, I'm going on this trail.
Yeah, because it's important when you're doing a walk. Yes. That's different, isn't it? Like a bushwalk.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're sticking on a trail, let someone know which trail you're going on.
In case you get lost,
Yeah, that's it, right? And sometimes, you know, because your phones don't always work out.
No, they
so
don't.
Always, that's a good little tip, mister.
Yeah, and if not, failing that, take a flare gun. Yeah, because you can shoot a flare into the sky and let people know if you get lost.
I'd never thought of that.
Yeah, you can buy flares, I'm sure you can. But just not through fire danger season, please.
No, absolutely not.
You don't want to be responsible for Victoria's fires.
Yeah, I thought a flare gun was just for the ocean.
I don't know. I'm sure you could get something that lets people know where you are. But, you know, a phone would do it, or a text message to someone rather than going over the top. But my other things are, you know, charge your phone. Make sure you bring a portable charger. So have your phone constantly charged and plugged in. Share your location with someone.
Do you know what? People, when they go camping now,
they've got like generators and things like that. Yeah, like you can buy all this stuff. But
batteries. Like as in, you know, preloaded batteries for your charger.
That are already charged up. Yeah,
so you can just stick it in there and just like, you know.
But now, if your phone's up to date, a lot of phones actually, when you're on your own, I don't know if you've had this yet, Yanni.
Mm.
When if you've got a regular contact in there, like for my sister, it will say, do you want to let Hannah know that you've arrived at your destination?
Oh,
And it comes up on my screen and I can press yes and it texts her. It sends her my location. It sends her, it says, Jono has arrived at his location, and it'll tell her the location. So it's a really good feature. But if not, you can just share your location with someone close just to let them know where you go, which is a great tip.
And does your sister just want to slap you after that? Because she's like,
I mean, I've only just gone to Coles. You don't need to tell her I've gone to Coles. Oh, my gosh.
Jono's got lost again. Yeah.
It's only around the corner. What's he even driving for?
What's he it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What's he doing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Like bit of dogging. Download official maps just in case. And I've actually looked at these before. You can go on, like, there's an official walking trail site, of Victoria Walking or something. You can download official maps and have them on your phone or, you know, if you're taking an iPad or something, I don't know.
Yep.
And trust, well, not, I'm going to go back to that one, but dress for comfort and weather. So, you know, a good sensible pair of boots if you're going off trail and, you know, where it could be a bit, you know, wet and muddy. But if it's in the height of summer, it's more dusty and stuff, just a really comfortable pair of sneakers. But just be careful, wear shorts, you know, just dress appropriately, you know. If it's going to be raining, you know, obviously take a Mac and stuff like that. I love a good preparation.
And also, like, you know, I think if you're going to a small town somewhere, and so you may not go for a walk or anything, have a look at what's there, because you may want to book a restaurant.
Yes.
Which is always handy.
Yeah.
Or you may just want to go, I'm going to spend a little bit more time in this store or you know, or maybe do some townships around the area.
Yeah.
So, you know, and also, you know what? I just thought of this.
Yeah.
Jono.
Share.
If you are into the mood of just dating,
yeah,
you know, you can date on your day trip too. So if you are on
an app,
turn it on. See who's around.
Oh.
You know. You
that's never, a good like, idea. You might find Mr. or Mrs. or they, them, right.
Whenever I go somewhere new, I'm always turning it on because you just never know who's around. You're like, you just, especially if you're there for like, okay, maybe one or two nights more than just a day trip, but you just never know.
Even on a day trip, you know, you could just bump into someone.
Say, look, you know, I'm here, show me around.
Yeah, but well, this leads nicely into the next sort of tip, really, you can, or sort of anything if you go on a day trip and you just don't feel right, is trust your gut. Leave if something feels off. If you're in a town that feels unsafe, depending on where you are, there's towns all around the world, but we're talking day trips here in Victoria or around Australia. You know, if your town is a little bit backward, a little bit narrow-minded, and you do feel that you're beautiful queerness or, you know, your what, you know, however you identify is sort of under a microscope and you feel threatened, then I would just get the F out of there. I would just get in my car and go. Some people might disagree with that and say, well, why should we? But look, just trust your gut. If something feels off, it's probably going to be. And it's sensible just to do that. And if your spider sense is tingling, you need to just move on to the next location or go home.
Yeah, I think that's some really good advice, Jono.
Thank you. Did you like those?
I did like those.
I know.
Look,
I worked
you.
All night to research those.
I'm sure you did, because you don't do much homework.
Do you know what? He replaces me twice a week. He has a go at me on air. Oh, my God. He turns my microphone down.
And on that note, mister, Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Talking about day tripping.
Day tripping. They see me tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've given some tips and tricks. I think we've got, like, you said you've got, like, a couple of more quick ones. Is that right,
Jono? I do. Pack? Because... Now, come on. You said earlier you are a really bad packer.
Yes, I am.
Do you like that? I love that. Packer.
I'm not a good packer. I don't pack light.
He doesn't pack light. He's a heavy packer.
Yeah.
And so he puts everything, including his CPAP machine, in there and his size 15 shoes.
Not quite size 15.
16.
No.
It's like when he comes up, they're like clown shoes. You know those you know those shoes that clowns wear? I don't know if he's going to electric shock me or squirt water in my face. Anyhow.
If you're lucky.
I love that. Good comeback. But yeah, look, you know, when you're packing, pack like a pro. Pack it good. You want to get everything right in there. So
apparently you have to roll. Is that right?
Roll? Yeah, that's if you're on fire. No. Stop, drop and roll.
No, we're just...
Oh, roll rolling. Your clothes. Yeah, okay.
Is that a... Is that a thing?
Some people do. I roll me undies sometimes, right. Just depending on how much I utilize every nook and cranny.
So do you stick them in your shoes?
In my, yes. Yeah. Yeah, right. I roll my socks up. I put them together as a pair, put them in the shoes. So you've got more space. Yeah.
I washed my shoes the other day. Anyway, I digress.
You wash your shoes?
Yeah, I washed them. Okay. Stuck them in the machine.
Lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done.
Yeah. Just.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, that's good. Packed like a pro. So water, snacks, a journal or a book if you're into journaling or booking. You know, you might want to take a book if you're going to the beach or you're going to sit somewhere and have a picnic. You might want to take a book to read. Mm. It would be a bit weird if you went and took that and, I don't know, read that on, I don't know, read in a restaurant. You could read it in a restaurant. It doesn't matter. Or a Kindle, if you've got a Kindle, if people still use
love a Kindle.
Kindles.
No, books are good. I mean, you may like decide to do a day trip to the coast.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. You have know. A book and a book and a crumpet.
Why
and
can't
sit and
you
watch
just go somewhere and read a book for half an hour?
Exactly.
Why not?
Headphones and playlists. This is important to me. Mm. I've got two lots of sort of wireless Bluetooth like headphones. Mm. I put them in, but sometimes I do. We had this discussion the other day at work. Sometimes I do just like to go away or walk or something if I'm going by the ocean with nothing in my ears. Sometimes no music, although I love music, just to hear the birds, the ocean, the wind, just hear life, nature. Yeah. But on the car journey, music's very important. I can't have silent in the car really unless I'm not feeling
100%.
Well. 100%. So like, a good playlist.
Yeah, yeah. And look, you know, obviously you'll be listening to Joy.
Of course.
You're in the city. But then once you get out of...
And even better, Yanni, they can catch up on the show as a podcast. So
Exactly.
So Living Life Single, if you want to just sort of distract your mind a bit and have a laugh with us.
And also other great shows and podcasts. On
but the there, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Yes. You did indeed. there is so much diversity here at Joy. We are stronger together. And there are so many shows, so check them out. But yeah, I would be. I've got Joy on mine. It's one of my favorites, obviously. But sometimes I like curating my own playlist.
Yeah.
Like if I'm in a mood, I feel like today I wake up or like the night before I'm into like heavy metal, I put it on there so I can just like rock out in the car. Then I might have a musical theatre coming out on the way home. Like, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is.
And where do you want to drive to next, John? Or where do you like driving for a little trip away?
Oh, well, look, I also had just one more because I think this is really important.
All right,
Yanni.
Go for it.
Tripod.
Explain.
Tripod or a selfie stick if you want cute photos. Because when it's awkward when you're like, you know, you've got your phone in your hand and you're like trying to take a selfie. Just
don't
get out your stick.
Don't take it.
Just sometimes you do. Oh. Just like get out because you can update your Tinder profile, right? And look, I think we were discussing this earlier and you mentioned this, but to have some cash on you in case, you know, for some reason technology fails somewhere and you can't pay with your phone or a card, have something in case.
Yeah.
But yes, where do I go? Well, the couple of places that I've been to a few times, but there's plenty of more that I want to get out and do in my new car. I say new, I've had it a year, but that's why I got it. I like to go to Daylesford.
Nice.
I just find it really, it's not far from me. It's
in
about
Victoria, everyone. Yeah. If you're listening overseas or interstate.
It's in Victoria. It's the spa capital of Australia.
It is.
And there's actually a queer story behind it. And I don't know if I've got time, but I really just want to quickly say it.
Go for it.
So in the 80s, the gay men that had HIV and they were HIV positive and had AIDS. So you can have HIV but not be, you know. So they had AIDS and they moved there feeling that the mineral in the water would be a healing quality. So they moved there. And then the lesbians in the 80s moved there to help nurse the gay guys that had AIDS. And that's why it's got such a deep history with the queer community.
Yeah.
So now they have Chill Out Festival and things like that there. But I like that there's a history to it there. I also like that it's just beautiful. You can swim in the lake depending what time of the year it is. But it's just a nice walk around the little shops. Go for a little glass of wine, some cheese, have a walk around the lake and just sort of know that actually it's a queer community and that they're used to having gay people walk around. So I love the safety feeling of it.
Yeah, good.
I have been down the coast to like Torquay and the Great Ocean Road. I've done that all before, but there are little spots on the way that I can just drive the other way and go to. But yeah, like I like day trips like that. I'm going to go the other way though, where you went.
Yeah, right.
I want to go down that way.
Yeah, do it. It's a nice, beautiful part of Victoria.
Yeah. So that's where I like going anyway.
Great. And Jono, guess what?
Oh my God, what?
We've reached that time.
Oh, I love it. It's just like a nice little reconvene.
Yeah.
Just a check in, see how, you know, what's going on. So tell me, what is this segment called?
Oh, well, it's a, I don't think we've given
we've
it.
We've never. We should give it a name for our next sort of season.
Yeah, but it's really about what was good this week and what wasn't that good.
I think
about,
we should get a jingle as well.
What, oh, okay.
Let's, like, what was good, what was bad.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I don't know. You know what I mean? That vibe.
Sure. And because you suggested it, you can do it.
Okay, I will. I'll find someone. It might not happen straight away, but leave it with me.
We'll leave it at we're in this radio station. Someone can come up.
Someone can come up with a little jingle, a little, or a little voiceover. Yeah. Or maybe I might get producer Jack to do it or something, because he's got a load of voices.
He's in Japan, mister.
Well, you know what? You can send voice IDs. It's
we've
fine.
Got a whole tech team out
yeah, we'll
there.
Do it. Anyway, so what was good, what was bad? We digress. Sorry for listening.
For me,
in.
What was good, I had a quick little coffee with a mate.
Yeah.
I just lived down the road.
Nice.
You know, and I think it's so easy to do when you're single, because you're just like, I'm doing what I want when I want.
Just off the cuff.
Yeah. And that's it. And something that wasn't that great was I just needed someone just to give me a bit of care, like, you know, cook me a meal this week. Oh. And then maybe just sort of, you know, rub my feet a bit. You know what? It's actually, I needed my back massaged.
Oh, yeah.
But I did have one of those thingo ones, but I would have preferred a human. So, yeah.
Yeah, know, okay.
Hopefully when you're, yeah. Exactly. I've got my... Sorry, people can't see that. Literally, I was like, had my hand up trying
to... like shaking a stick at me in front
of
me.
Yeah, like the vibration of the massage.
Okay, yes.
The gun, the massage gun.
Okay.
It's massage gun.
Oh, with the thing that goes like that.
Yeah, the massage guns. Yeah, that's just...
I did that and my jowls just shook.
Yeah, right.
I looked like Harold from Neighbours. anyway... What was good for me, I was very lucky to be on the red carpet event that is the APRA AMCOS Music Awards.
Oh, look at you.
So I went to the Music Awards, rubbing shoulders with Tones and I and Kylie Minogue's family, Troye Sivan's family. There was other artists there, but it was all celebration of Australian music. The bad thing was I can't do hangovers. And at the after party, we were there till about 2 a.m. Someone bought us shots of vodka or tequila. I don't do that. I had one and I... Yeah, let's just say the next day was a bit of a write-off.
Mm.
There we go.
Well, that's
good
it.
Week.
Lovely. All right, everyone.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.